QNZ. Can somebody tell me how my signal is doing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
W4DJW sounds full scale and full quieting to me, but I wasn't looking at the scale. So if you do it again, I turned around and I'll look at the scale.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I just got this radio hooked up. It's a new one, and I've been off the air for a couple of decades. So anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How's it sound?
Sounds good. There's a little bit of fuzz in it. How far away are you? What kind of antenna are you using, and what's your power setting? You're full scale on the scale meter, and it's perfectly readable, but it does sound like either you're a long way away or you're low power, or you got a compromised antenna. One of the three.
I've got a max of 65. I'm on high, and I've got an antenna, which I haven't used in, 20-something years, so it may be the antenna. I can always switch it out with another.
Okay, that time it was all gone. There was no fuzz or anything. It was just you, nothing else. If you want to give me a dead key for about 5 seconds, no noise, I'll tell you if I hear any background. But that time was not like the time before. That time it was clear as it could be.
I'll start the 5 seconds now. I think that's 5 seconds.
That's so quiet I could hear your electric watch ticking. Not really. It was quiet. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, great. Appreciate you. You're coming back to me. I had the... This is one of the few cars I've had where the cigarette lighter adapter would not maintain enough power to run a 2-meter rig. So I had to fish my way through and finally got it in through the firewall behind the glove box.
Well, you did a good job. Is the engine running? And what power setting are you on?
And I'm on high, which is 65 watts.
Okay, that's a good stress test. No issues. No, I don't hear any spark plugs or wires or any of that stuff. It's quiet as it can be. And 65 watts, doing great. You're not pulling too much off the battery. It's working.
Hey, I appreciate your review. I was hoping I wasn't talking to myself. This is N4QNV.
Okay, well, 20 years ago, in 2 years, I'll hit 20 years as being a ham radio operator, so it sounds like you got out of, about a year and a half from now, I'll hit 20. So it sounds like you got out a year and a half before I got in. Anyway, I got my ticket in 2004. It sounds like you quit in about 2002 or 2003.
Well, it was shortly after 97. The second time around, I got my current ticket was in 1985 outside of D.C. Prior to that, in the 63, I think it was, I had the novice license back when you had to run crystal, and it was only good for 1 year, and I never got on the air, so I never upgraded to general, so it just kind of faded. And when I transferred to the D.C. area, there's a whole lot of hams there.
Well, glad to hear that you got back in it. We're here. We have a net every night, 9 o'clock on this repeater, 9 p.m. Different net controller every single night. We'd be glad for you to join us if you get the opportunity to kind of jot it down or put it in your notebook. You got a lot of good hams in this area. You can get to know those hams. They can get to know you. So glad you are you. Do you live down here? Or are you just visiting? Or what, how's that? What's the status there?
Retired now, but 97, I transferred here. Worked for the newspaper chain for a while. And so 25 years. I did belong to the club, and then I got so busy work and travel, I didn't get back to it and just never got around to it. Now I'm fully retired, mid-70s, so why not?
All right. Well, good. I'm in the mid-60s, and I'm not working, but I'm not retired either. I retire in November of this year, but I'm just kind of coasting from here over to there, if you know what I mean. I don't work. I might as well be retired. But a lot of good people on this repeater. I think you'll enjoy it. Stop by as often as you get a chance.
Okay, will do. Thanks for the info and for the signal check on me. Again, the name is Brian, N4QNV, and I'll be clearing your final.
All All right, Brian, the handle here is Dave, and the call is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Good to meet you. Have a good rest of the day, W4DJW. Clear and listening. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
WKO4NUE.
Good afternoon, Chad, W4DJW.
What you up to today?
So I got all my chores done. I did me a little bit of my daily log file analysis, and yeah, you can only do so much of that. You can't do 24/7 of that. See, I got a little ways through that. I had to cut the grass, so I got out there when it's still cool outside, cut 2 acres of grass with a push mower that's about 21 inches wide, and didn't wear me out, so I decided I was going to wash the truck before I go flying because it's got pollen all over it. So I got the pressure washer out and the hose and set all that up and washed it. And then we know the back end of that car looks like it could use it, so I pressure washed the back end of the car, and one of the trim molding that goes between the back glass and the side glass popped off, and it's got these little Rika container knobs. So it popped that thing off, and it broke the, I guess they got brittle or something. Anyway, or it's a 4,500 PSI pressure washer. I guess I hit it just in the wrong place. So now I'm researching getting those before my 40 minutes is up before I head out to go fly. So that's a summary of my day. How about you? How's your day going?
I'm up at Chris's. We've got a bunch of equipment up here, lathes, milling machines, things like that. And we're just going through the shop. And the ones that we're not using, we're going to probably, I don't know, put them on the market or move them down to my house. I don't know what we're going to do with them yet. But so we've been moving those. One of them's, I'd say probably 4,800, 5,000 pounds, pretty heavy. So we're getting ready to put those on the gooseneck so I can get them moved. But other than that, it's been a good day. Has it been quiet today?
Yeah, I've been monitoring. I haven't heard a whole lot of activity. I've been monitoring on and off. I wasn't while I was cutting grass. I was while I was on the elliptical, because I got to do that every day. So, yeah, not a whole lot of activity. Kind of a laid-back kind of a day, you know. Kind of an easy day. What's today? Wednesday. Hump day.
Okay, well, I just heard you on the radio. Figured I'd drop in, say hello, have a good day, and if you need anything, give me a holler. KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final way.
All right, I was going to ask you something, but I forgot what it was. I knew when you keyed up. I said, "Oh yeah, I got to ask." and now, you know, senior moment has set in, and it has but I'll ping you again if you're near a radio. I'll ask you then.
We'll be in the truck probably another 10-15 minutes. But other than that, if you think about it, give me a holler. I'll be here.
All right. Well, good talking to you. You guys be safe out there lifting that heavy equipment. That can be dangerous. Get your steel-toed shoes on. Anyway, take care. KO4NUE, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
W4CTW.
Hey, Tyler. How's it going?
Headed to a job site out here in Spartanburg. I heard you. I wanted to see you got my second email that I sent you, didn't you?
I did. That's good to know. So can I assume like Friday afternoons or Saturday or Sunday?
Off work at 12 on Friday. Usually takes me 30 minutes or so at least to get back home. And I'm off Saturday and Sunday as well. So just kind of let me know what you think and what you come up with when you get an idea.
Well, I greatly appreciate it. It's highly likely it's going to be a Saturday because some people Sundays are consumed with, you know, church stuff, and most people Friday, they got to work on Friday. So highly likely it's going to be a Saturday morning, just so that you can get an idea of that.
The best with me too anyway, so I just figured I'd let you know that just in case I do happen to have Friday afternoon off for the few perks of my schedule.
That's good. You get to get out and enjoy the sunshine every now and then. When I was working, it was when I got up, when I went to work, it was dark, and when I got off work, it was dark. And it's like, I don't ever get to see the sunshine. Once in a while, I'd get to go out and, you know, I'd take the dog out to the mailbox every now and then during the daylight hours, but that was like a 10-minute trip outside, and that was it. I know when I worked at Michelin, I worked inside a plant, and you didn't even see the sunshine unless, like, I travel between Spartanburg and Greenville plant every now and then, and that's kind of like getting a deep breath of air. It's really enjoyable, you know?
I start work at 7, so when we get into the wintertime hours, when it starts getting dark at 5 o'clock, I definitely don't see a whole lot of the sun unless I get out from the office, go to a job site or something, which, thankfully, I do get to do pretty often. I'm in and out of the office. I'm not tied to the desk all the time.
Well, good for you, because if you don't get out and breathe some fresh air sometimes, you'll pay a heavy toll for it when you get to be my age. I'm having to exercise every day to get my cardio back to where it's supposed to be, because I said, it'll take care of itself. I don't have to worry about that. But because I sit at a desk all day every day, that takes a toll on you.
Well, you don't realize, aside from physically, mentally, how much it makes a difference to you. When I've been cooped up in the office a whole lot and I actually get out in the sunshine a while, it makes your whole demeanor change. It's really kind of refreshing.
That you're 100% correct on that. Some of the times I'd get stuck on a problem in an algorithm and I couldn't see it, and I'd get somebody else to get a fresh pair of eyes on it and they couldn't see it. And we'd go outside and that's when I smoked cigarettes. We'd go outside and have a smoke break and talk about something entirely different. Just blow it out of your mind and come back in. And within about 3 minutes, the problem just jumps off the page at you. It's just 100% obvious what the problem was. So you're absolutely right. You think you can overcome that with your brain, but your brain rules.
Yeah, it's a hard reset. I know my wife and I try to, when we can, when the weather's good, get out on the weekends and try to enjoy the outdoors as much as we can. It just seems to really kind of reset your mind, and it helps going into the next week. I know the past little bit, we've had heavy rain on the weekends. You feel the difference the next week when you don't get that recharge time.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I don't learn that too late. Earlier in life you can learn that, the better off you'll be. Anyway, I won't keep you. I got to go find me some clips to put my exterior trim back on my car that popped off with pressure washer. I'm over there on Amazon hunting for those clips. Anyway, good talk to you. I'll let you know when I come up with a date. I'm going to get enough volunteers, we can come up with a date that everybody can work at the same time.
All right, I'm pulling in the job site right now anyway, so I will talk to you later, and I'll say 7-3 for now. W4CTW, and I'll be clear.
Have a good one, Tyler. W4CTW, W4DJW, clear.
4NUE, KO4HKX, you still there?
KX, KO4EUE, go ahead.
All right, I have to ask, did you win or lose last night?
Oh, I won. 63. She said I cheated, but I didn't. I said, you come over here and look at the logbook, old gal.
Because you didn't, nobody responded to the text I sent.
They cheated.
I did not cheat.
I wanted pictures of you with the dish apron on washing dishes.
I don't think they're, Patrick. I listened to the whole net, KI4DOS mobile.
I was sweating a little bit. Let me make sure I got it.
Whiskey, you're going to form 2 Tango mobile.
Yeah, so I got to 61, and I got to 60. And I said, let me check back through these pre-check-ins. Sometimes you don't refresh the screen. You know, you miss one. Sure enough, I missed one. So that got me up to a tie, you know. I could have dealt with a tie. But last call, I can't remember who it was. He came in, pushed me over to 63. And I just, you know, grinning from ear to ear.
After I got off the net, went in there and told Joy, and she said, why did you check us in? He said, if you hadn't checked me and you both in, he would have lost. But I think the one you were thinking about is old Joe, KK4JD over at Greer. I think he was the last one to check in with you.
He brought me over the top, so I guess I'm good to go till next week.
You're Patrick Warren.
Good afternoon to you, all of you, and I'll just finish a little bit of lunch at Culver's over here on 290, on 229. Now I'm headed back to the house. Been up to the wire man this morning, picked up 280 feet of copper-clad steel and some ferrets to go around some cables and hopefully things to make things a little better, you know. Go ahead, Patrick.
Say hello. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And, gentlemen, I'm arrived at my next stop. Gary, Chad, Rusty, y'all take care, and I'll talk to you on down the road, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good hearing you in here today, and you take care and sell a lot of tools today. I know you out there have to pay all them taxes, so contribute to my retirement account a little bit.
NUE and KO4QLG. We riding around just not doing a whole lot. Just moving some equipment. We moved a lathe and a mill machine and a big press, so we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with them. I think we've decided we're going to take them over to Gary's house, drop them in the yard, and see what happens over.
I've seen mother, brother by a different mother. I hadn't seen Chris in a little while. But that'd be fine. I can cut them up and take them over to the scrap yard. I think scrap metal is up to about $9 a hundred now.
If you got something that'll cut, because these things are just big blocks of metal.
That works real good.
Hey, oh man. Well, listen, I'm gonna duck on out of here. We fixing to get back up the shop and gotta get busy. So, Rusty, nice to hear from you, and you too, Gary. Y'all take care and pick it up. KO4NUE, KO4QLG. We clear.
W2T-Mobile. Go ahead, Gary.
Chris, y'all take care and be careful out there, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73. Rusty, what are you doing to out gallivanting around today, KI4DOS Mobile?
Well, I had to go up to the wire, man. I had ordered some wire and went up, to 80 feet of copper steel engaged so I can redo my loop antenna, which I'm going to need a bunch of help with when I get around to doing that. And I picked up cores, needed something to, for some help keep the excess stuff going around the video room.
Sounds like you got a plan redoing your loop. I got me a new end fed put up. It's 134 feet long. I'm really enjoying it, and I've got to do some work on my loop. Nothing's wrong with it. I just want to rework it a little bit. It's been a long time since it's been down, and you know how it rope gets over the tree limbs. I'd love to get somebody that climbs trees and put me a couple of pulleys up there, but I guess that'll wait for a little while longer.
That when I put the corners of this loop back up, well, mine originally was a certain length, and it's broken at least four times. It may have been five. And of course, you cut out the bad sections, and then you loop everything back together, and you solder it up good, and you put it back, pull it back up in the air. And it's gotten shorter, so it's not. I'm not getting all the thing I should get out of it, even with a tuner. So I got to get it back up to the 262 feet it needs to be, and then I'm going to take the 18 feet I have left over, and I'm going to make me a 6-meter dipole out of it. How about that?
It's land, that's the main thing. You know, we sit and think about these things a lot, but if you don't have materials to work with, you don't do much with it. Unfortunately, Rusty, I have arrived here at the house. I went over to the butcher shop. I got our monthly allocation of meat stuff, so I'm going to get it in the house before it gets too hot out here riding around. But good talking with you. I hope you have a whole lot of luck getting your loop put back up, and We'll be listening for you on the sideband then. You take care there, young man. Talk to you later, 73. W-U-2-T, K-I-4-D-O-S.
All right, I'll try to get home in time to, I won't get on the sideband net tonight, but I might get home in time to check into the 2-meter net, but to, before I have to call the 75-meter net at 10 o'clock. So, anyway, you have a good one. Say hello to Joy for me. Hope you all have it. Take it easy, and we'll catch you later. KI4DOS, W2T, mobile.
Where the power cables for the two monitors ran across the top of them. So
I figure I'll put put a core on each of the power cables for the monitors, and that'll help out. It did it before, but I've used all the cores, and now I got to have two more. So I picked up a couple extra just to be on the safe side, you know. W2T, go ahead, Shane.
Sounds good. So they sell them there at the Wireman.
You got the kind that clip shut, and two or three different sizes of them.
I don't know. My wife and I looked at a house when we were in the market 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't know it at the time, but it was on the same road the Wireman is on. That would have been real convenient. The house wasn't quite what we needed or what we were looking for, but that would have been convenient. Go ahead, Patrick.
Kind of jumped out again. I got to go buy some diesel here, so I'll be out for a little bit. You're not here when I get back, y'all have a good day. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Well, I don't know if I'll be here when you get back, Patrick, because I'm getting ready to stop at the grocery store up here. I may be back on the road afterwards. But I'll say 7-3s for now, too, because I'm getting about where I'm going to turn off here, Shane. And you guys be careful out on the road today. W2T, go ahead, Shane.
He must have been referring to you. He said gentlemen. But anyway, yeah, have a good day, Rusty. Good to hear you. Patrick, I'll talk to you again. And don't take too long filling up that big tank. N4ZLK.